before we begin, if you're watching on online, don't use the telephone numbers that you received in your email or snail mail letters until after David finishes his discourse, if he invites you to call in with questions. Tonight, we have a special class with Mother Mary.
Donna, I'm going to interrupt you just a minute while I hit star 5 to mute everybody, so you'll have to hit star 6 to get back on.
Okay.
Okay, Donna, you can hit star 6 and get back on.
Okay. Tonight, we have a special class with Mother Mary, who will overshine David Lewis as she gives her new teaching on harmony with special communities among disciples and within ourselves. At the end of about 50 minutes, that's 5-0, you're invited to stay with us on the telephone for a time of learning. Use the telephone number previously sent to you if you were online and would like to join us by telephone at the end of our time with Mother Mary and David Lewis. We'll be sharing more about the Heart Center opportunities in which you're invited to join us, ways to grow spiritually with us in the Heart Center community, prayer request and prayer time, plus any questions that you may have. Our mission and vision within the Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision, we live in sustainable golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature, using solar sciences of the spirit. We radiate light and we live and love as one. I will read the following prayer and invite everyone on the phone to read it with me from their snail mail or email that you received, if you can get that together. Now I'll start reading it. Thank you, Mother Mary, for being our mother, for your eternal love, purity, and words of kindness. Thank you for being one with us, one spirit, one mind, and one heart. Thank you for your immaculate vision, for the radiant crystal prism that you, radiating love and all the qualities of the white ray from the center of your heart. Thank you for your class with us tonight and for your protection, perfection, correction, and direction as you overshine David's discord with us. We love you. Amen. And now we'll have our song. In the songbook for those of you, it's 120. Those with songbooks, and it also was on the email and snail mails that were sent to you about the class. It's called I and the Mother Light Are One. This song honors our relationship with Mother Mary and the joy of being one with her. Meditate on this relationship as you sing it with us. And we'll now sing 120. Boyd?
If Boyd doesn't come on right away, we will sing it.
Okay.
Their goal. I am rescuing the unborn babe
you. Tonight, Mother Mary leads us into a new level of divine love via teaching on harmony. Mother Mary was at times a mediator for disputes within the original community that formed around Jesus and Magda's mission. She has wonderful insights to share on these topics that are poignant for today. Again, you are invited to join us at the end of the class to learn more about the Heart Center community, ways to grow spiritually, or to share prayer requests and pray with us for another 20 or 30 minutes. Tonight, I want to introduce David Lewis. He was called upon by God through the Ascended Masters to begin the Heart Center community in 2004. He's an author, musician, recent talk show host, conference speaker, husband, and father. He has the gift and responsibility of being an amanuensis for the Masters of the Universal Great White Brotherhood, which I'll let him explain. Recent books David has written are Saint Germain on Advanced Alchemy and Living a Soulful Life. These are essential to help us grow spiritually. We have ongoing book studies to which you are invited to help you learn all you require to fulfill your life spiritually.
He'll be on in just a minute.
You ready for David now?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
While we're waiting for David, David may or may not ask people if they want to ask a question. If he does, explain again that they will be required to use the telephone number to turn off the online speakers if he does ask you to call in. You must turn off the online speakers. Thank you.
You guys don't hear David near now?
No, we don't.
Okay, he's talking. Just let me see what's going on. You should be hearing him.
Boyd, I hear him on the online, on the computer, on the Heart Center homepage, but I cannot hear him on the telephone.
within the context of the movement, the organization, and that they live by those disciplines, those spiritual rules and regulations, if we would call them that. Some people try to avoid all rules and regulations. They like to be free spirits, and yet are they truly living in the highest level of harmony? Harmony is always tested when we work with others. And this is part of the path. If one among all the disciples leaves off of following the disciplines of that path, that one becomes a drag on the entire community. And all will feel it at some level of their being, even if they haven't really discerned where that's coming from or why it's happening. It manifests maybe at the subconscious level, but it's there. So it's important that we self-assess to ensure that we are maintaining that harmony within ourselves so that we can provide the impetus to the movement, to the Ascended Master Organization, to fulfill its highest purpose through us. Harmony is not acquiescing to non-action and kind of being limp and passive. Contrary to that, harmony is a very active, energetic coalescing of light, sound, color, creativity within the movement, like a beehive and the bees all doing their specific work on behalf of the greater whole of that hive, so that all are raised within this collective work of the individual disciples that are part of that community. So meditation is great. However, we can't just meditate, go into a cave and meditate. We have to apply the meditative mastery that we gain by going within, communing with God in a very practical way. And so servitorship is one of the bywords of all true Ascended Master movements, whereby we work out our salvation, our self-elevation, through service, ministration, aligning ourselves with the active blue fire radiance of the Ascended Masters and the will of God. Harmony and supply pulls on the cosmic clock God power. So when you have the mastery of God power on the 12 o'clock line, the mastery of God control on the 3 o'clock line, it is easier to master God harmony and supply because you've already mastered those blu-ray cardinal points of the cosmic clock. And then you go on to master on the 9 o'clock line God. See, we have God Justice, God Vision, God Victory. Oh, spacing out here, but the 9 o'clock line, God Reality, God Reality. That is where the real tests and the physical octave begin, at God Reality. You can only be real if you walk your talk, you live the path. So you must do that and master the blue ray on those cardinal points. And harmony is one of the essential components of that. In all spiritual communities, there will be people that come who test our harmony. Those who may be eccentric, may have seeming outward peccadilloes and issues. They think differently, they speak differently, they act differently than us. This does allow for a certain dynamic for initiation of all of us to master compassion, patience, understanding, and being loving and kind. It also helps us to round ourselves out and to learn the science of tact and diplomacy in communication to deal with those eccentricities, which at some level we probably all have. We wouldn't be on the path if we weren't a little eccentric. And many of us were different when we grew up because we knew there was more than the status quo, and we sought that higher walk with God, that more intimate dynamic of inner search. However, if the eccentricities of certain individuals become so pronounced that they interfere with the hum of the teamwork and the harmony of the group that breeds creativity through oneness of purpose, those individuals may be called out by the spiritual leader, and the responsible one may be asked to either cool his or her jets, so to speak, or possibly depart or receive some sort of discipline. It's important that we maintain that harmony even in the midst of our individual co-creative eccentricities. And so there is a balancing act in this regard so that we honor the individual creative spirit spark within the heart, the mind, the soul, the will, the vision, or the third eye of every individual, and yet in subservience to the higher cause of the universal great white brotherhood, the ascended masters and our sponsoring masters, we have to kind of acquiesce to their will because they know better. They've mastered themselves. We're still in that process. Now, when imperil manifests because of egoic actions, words, vibrations, they have to be checked. They cannot be left unchecked. So imperil creates this dynamic of disturbing the flow, disturbing the force, a la Star Wars. It's important that we understand that when we feel in peril, that we depersonalize it, because obviously a lot of it can come from the world, from projections, etc. And yet we always also go within to root out any elements within ourselves that may be inharmonious, not to the liking of the Divine One and our own higher self. We have to be sensitive to what is working on or within us at subconscious levels, levels that we may not even be aware of. So if you ever feel in peril and you can't get a handle on it, go to the Ascended Masters for guidance. And if you're not getting the direct response that you feel is the actual cause and core of what is transpiring, communicate with fellow heart friends, light bearers, and see if you can discern what is at play, where the source of that imperil is. I believe that it will be exposed. You can make calls, you can make prayers, invocations, and then move on. Don't devolve into the blame and the blame game of naming individuals as responsible for this. Depersonalize it, yet if something transpires that's really bordering on evil, great darkness, it has to come to light so that we can, as a community, maintain that harmony. Planetary, cultural, natural, or national and organizational, as well as family harmonics, all occur, ensue from the manifestation of personal harmony of every individual as a part of those groups. So as I said earlier, if one person is dragging or pulling on the entire group, we have to understand that dynamic and realize that it could compromise all of us. This has occurred in the Heart Center, and you know, a number of times the masters have dealt with it as compassionately as they could, given the situation. harmony is really the byword of all true spiritual communities, of the temples of light that often those communities build, construct, manifest, precipitate, and of the sanctuaries within those temples, or where they worship God, where they do their inner spiritual work, the work of the initiates, and also within the individual body temples of the light bearers, the heart friends. So this byword is important for us to understand at all of these levels, within this greater spiritual community, the temples that are built. This is why when we go into any sanctuary within a temple, we often take our shoes off, we have respect, we have silence, we defer or have deference toward the kind of the rules and regulations that are established, the spiritual norms that are practiced, quietude, not speaking when it's not appropriate, and meditating and being very understanding of one's movements, sounds, breathing, movement of the body that could disturb the flow field. All of these things are very important. And the decorum that we have and the reverence that we display is very, very important. Now, harmony, finally, is a virtue with a capital V. In other words, there is a being who totally ensouls the flame of harmony. It is a virtue, one of the choirs of angels. So within the choir of angels known as the virtues, there is a virtue known as harmony. We also have God harmony, a God being, like a god or goddess, who ensouls it at a very high frequency also. Harmony is also a virtue with a small v, as the actual God quality or essence that we all desire to embody. And harmony is a spiritual practice and a must for all of us, so that the hum of the Om and the Aum within the community through all the disciples can truly manifest. And we can live as one, serve as one, be one in God. So these are Mother Mary's thoughts through me on the harmony within spiritual communities, among disciples, and within ourselves. Mother Mary has been, as a mother figure in early Christianity, one who resolved conflicts. This is in a number of different publications through different sources. This has come to light in the Bridge to Freedom, the Summit Lighthouse, and even through me. So what did she do? She saw all the individual egoic emanations from every disciple. She observed their motives, their words, their deeds, their expressions, their body language. And because of her deep sensitivity, she was able to tune into what was at play, possibly the conflicts between individuals, how their egos at times were ruffled or interacting, and then she could very compassionately and lovingly and yet very authoritatively deal with these instances of inharmony to set things straight, to bring people back into alignment, and to nurture their souls in the process, which is very important. Always providing a teaching, always providing her own example of living in complete harmony with the universe, with God, with nature, with her own soul. So Mother Mary was really the preeminent example of the virtue of harmony, the light of harmony, the beauty of harmony, the co-creative power of harmony, and how harmony is the byword of the initiates. So I was provided with a number of questions by Reverend Donna Korth, which I'd like to offer Mother Mary the opportunity to respond to now. I haven't actually looked at these questions. I was planning to, and then, as often happens, it's almost better that I don't see them so that response can be completely from Mother Mary's heart and cosmic mind rather than coming from somewhere else through me. So the first question is, why are so many immigrant young children suffering currently, even losing both parents or watching them being murdered if karma isn't involved before age 12? Well, there's a lot of seeming injustices in the world. As I've shared a number of times, there is no injustice in the universe. And if you could see the records of every life stream as God beholds them and as the karmic board beholds them, the keeper of the scrolls, the recording angels, and the sponsoring masters of each individual, you would see how everything happens for a reason. There is no injustice in the entire universe. Now, mankind is unjust one to another. God is not unjust to us. The system that is set up is perfectly balanced and harmonious. The law of reciprocity, the law of the circle, the law of cause and effect, karma, is perfect in the way that it is outpictured. Because if karma were not the law, the universe would fly off and spin off in some sort of wobbly action, and there would be a great disturbance that could basically destroy everything. So the individual karma of children 12 and under is their karma. The greater karma descends at the age of 12. It does not mean that bad things do not happen, or seemingly bad things, to children under 12. I mean, how many of us have experiences where there was pain, suffering, sorrow, whatever, trauma? I got hit in the baseball, hit in the head with a baseball bat when I was about 10 or 11 years old. Caused a great trauma, which resulted in a brain tumor, and I almost died when I was in second grade. So, you know, if you look back at your life, there were probably things that occurred that were the outpicturing of karma at some level. As a whole, it's said that the greater karma doesn't really manifest till we're 12, when we can start to handle it. However, children get cancer earlier than that. So is there karma? Yes, there is karma. It's kind of a generalization. It's not a matrix that is defined in such a prescribed way that it's only planetary karma if it's before the age of 12. There is karma involved. Are you, Mother Mary, and the angels able to help prevent hate and mental problems from occurring in the hearts and minds of young people who are watching the slaughter and hatred occurring all around them? Of course, prayer always works. The suffering that's occurring is great and very traumatic, and yet everything happens for a reason. However, mercy, grace, can manifest through prayer as intercession occurs by the action of that prayer being answered by angels, masters, Elohim, cosmic beings. Yesterday, we had a wonderful heart stream from a cosmic Buddha from the Pleiades. And this Buddha came with six other Buddhas to mitigate certain things that could be occurring on the earth, cataclysm or major issues with earth changes or the karma that mankind is potentially due to receive based on their past injustices toward one another, the universe, the Mother Earth, nature, etc. So this was a grace and a mercy because of our prayers. There are a number of prayers we call to the Buddhas from out the Pleiades. I think it's in our opening invocation for prayer services. So when you call enough to a being, that being has to answer, and maybe it took a while for this to manifest, and yet it manifested, and it's a great action. I was explaining to someone last night how important this intercession is. It can prevent many lives from being lost and souls from being lost as a result. So keep praying. You know, pray unceasingly. Have a part of yourself that's always within, that is in a state of constant communion with God and kind of this inner dialogue and prayer with God to benefit sentient beings, raise sentient beings, free sentient beings, seal them, save them, teach them, transmute the darkness around them. We are here to serve, to love, and to free sentient beings who are ready to be enlightened, awakened, and now and then involved in the great work of the ages, which is the freedom of all mankind, enlightenment, and illumination of all peoples. So yes, Mother Mary and her angels and all angels are able to help prevent hate and mental problems from occurring in the hearts and minds of young people who are watching the slaughter and hatred occurring around them. Diabolical, very difficult to deal with, it's traumatic, it leaves its scars on their psyche and their subconscious, and yet God is the great healer of all. With God, all things are possible. Every seemingly dire situation and crazy manifestation can be mitigated, mollified, and actually transmuted by the grace of God, and especially through the use of the violet transmuting singing flame. Or as the I Am movement or the Saint Germain Foundation calls it, the violet consuming flame. It consumes darkness on contact when we invoke it. What can we do to work with the angels as onlookers of the planetary changes? Are we really in Armageddon? Yes, we are in Armageddon. We are in Armageddon. It's ongoing. It'll be ongoing for a while. Why? Because the dark ones are attempting to usurp the light and to ensnare the souls, the spirits of the light bearers and of all mankind. And, you know, read C.S. Lewis's book, The Screwtape Letters, to get a little bit of an understanding of the dynamics of the subtleties of the work of the dark forces. What can we do to work with the angels? We pray to them. We collaborate them. One of the greatest prayers you can give is 10.023 in our prayer book, I am standing now with Michael. This is the great collaboration of mankind with angelic realms. I am standing now with Michael, defending every soul. It's a beautiful, beautiful, powerful prayer where we actually go in spirit, in our higher selves, to fly with Michael, to go with Michael, to serve with Michael, soar with Michael. This is one of my favorite prayers. It's one of the more recent prayers that have been dictated to me on behalf of Archangel Michael or by him directly. And it's something that is a part of the Battle of Armageddon. We know that Michael is involved in the Battle of Armageddon. So who better to call to than Archangel Michael to help us through this time of planetary change and the travail that's occurring right now? So 10.023 is such an important prayer that I pray that you will consider giving it daily if you don't already. You will make it real, that we will sing it, we'll strum it, we'll walk with it, we'll march with it. It'll enter your subconscious, and sometimes you'll wake up in the morning giving it, or at least part of the phraseology of it. It starts to hum within you and sing within you, even in your subconscious, so that you are always there at some level of awareness, supporting Archangel Michael in this battle of Armageddon. I've explained that we're in the time of the third peril of George Washington's vision. And I spoke of this in a recent radio interview with Wayne Purdon and Julie Purdon when Julie interviewed me for their program, which originates out of the Phoenix area on their local radio program. So you can listen to that. I believe we may have a link for it on our site, and maybe that can be pointed out at some point, because it's very important to understand that we are in that time of the third peril. It is a planetary war, and it's going on everywhere. It's the warring within our own members. It's the warring within our souls. It's the battle that's for the actual light, the spirit, the energy of the light bearers. The media is corrupt. The media is involved in this. The powers that were, instead of the powers that be, the powers that were, have tried to snuff out the light, hide the truth. They can't get away with it forever. The truth is being exposed. Alternative media are telling the truth. So please don't believe what you read in the newspapers and what you see on most of the national TV shows. Mother Mary is saying through me now, yes, there is some truth there. There is interesting information. However, to really know the truth, you have to penetrate beyond the veil to see what is really transpiring, which you will not get through the mainstream media as a whole. You'll get little tidbits. And if you're sensitive, you can read through the lines. However, the lie is very powerful now, and most people are smitten by that lie. They're bitten by that lie. The lie infects them with the lie itself. The liar infects them with a lie. It's a poison. It enters their mind stream. And once you're infected by that lie, it's very difficult to get it out of your system. Once you believe a liar and his lie, it's very difficult to take that out of your being. It's like getting bit by a snake. I mean, you have to really go to the hospital in many cases to have the antidote, so that you don't have the trauma that could result in your death. So they believe the lie and their damnation manifests. The Bible or somewhere it says, you know, this thing about they believe the lie. Why do people believe the lie? Because they've made themselves susceptible through their habit patterns and through their egoic living by living for pleasure, living without thought of the future, the perversion of living in the eternal now, which is living only for the now rather than for God's will within seven generations and more in the future, where we make right choices. So the now generation of the 60s and 70s was partly there to expose a lot that was going on behind the scenes that had to be dealt with. However, they were infected by parts of the lie. They believed a lot of the lie, and now that same energy is coming back in the current generation, and we're seeing all of this stuff happening when people believe the lie. So the truth will expose the lie. Mother Mary is invested in that as a Green Ray Master, along with Cyclopean Virginia, K-17, and other masters of the Green Ray, Hilarion. And we will have the full revelation of the truth, the way and the life, in due time. The truth will be shouted from the housetops. On the housetops are what? Antennas. So it's either through the internet, through television, through radio, that to the righteous media that we have the exposure of the truth, eventually the entire Akashic records can be read and people will not get away with anything. Wouldn't that be nice to have that now with those running for office so that everyone can see what actually has occurred in private, in the private lives of these individuals and what they've done, that if everybody knew, there's no way that they would vote for certain people. So, yes, we are in Armageddon. Here's another question. I have a grown child who is alcoholic and suffering from several severe physical problems as a result, who refuses help from others and refuses to talk to me. How can we help these people when they refuse to relate to us or others? I know of other parents with this challenge of alcohol or drug addiction. Okay, a grown child who's after the age of 33, you're not responsible for anymore. You're not responsible for it. They have their own life to live. If they do not talk with you, why do you keep trying to change them? They are who they are. Can a leopard change its spots? So you pray, you surrender, you let go, you let God do it. You can't, if you have tried year after year after year to change someone's behavior and they're not responding, you surrender it to God and you move on. Let them live their life. It's their life, not your life. I remember talking to someone who was concerned about their child entering college. That person had a great scholarship opportunity, and in asking me what to do, of course I don't give advice, but I've been told not to give advice. However, the only thing that was said was that the child will do what the child desires in spite of what the parent says. The best way to model for that child is to give your love, to be the example of what you desire them to do, and then pray, and then surrender them to God, because they have their own will, they have their own life. So if they're an adult beyond the age of 33, you have to let go. If you try to do too much for them, they will resent it, and they will turn against you and smite you. Therefore, you have to release them into the arms of God, surrender them into the arms of God, pray as if everything depended on God, work as if everything depended on you. However, if you've worked and worked and worked and you're still serving them in some way or giving them money, giving them a home to live in spite of all that they've done, which is inordinate, and inappropriate and injurious to their own being, I'd say kick them out of the house. Let them be on their own. Are you enabling them? At least twice in the past, masters have come saying, why are you enabling adult children or even younger children by giving them too much? So don't give them what they will resent, and read the book, I'm Rich Beyond My Wildest Dreams. It's a fantastic chapter in there by Tom and Penelope Pauly, where they talk about not giving people money that they don't deserve to receive, because you're enabling them, and actually that enabling is more detrimental to their initiatic path than if you just let it go and let them have to earn their own living. This is the disease of this age and of this generation. So are you still accountable for them? No, God is accountable for them, and they are accountable for themselves. Love them, pray for them, release them. Another question. With political problems and disagreements at a peak plus the shift I hear about and feel, how do we maintain our calmness and love when we feel attacked by friends with different political convictions? Well, we know that we are hopefully to avoid politics and religion and discussions because it can ruin friendships. It can destroy collaborative work. There's someone that I love and respect here in Livingston, and we were talking about something and then actually having dinner with these people, and then suddenly the political parties running for office currently came into discussion, and I found out very quickly that the other party was not liking a certain candidate, and it was very interesting what started to ensue. And at a certain point, I just felt the masters kind of draw a curtain down and say, thus far and no farther, don't talk anymore about it, because it's just going to exacerbate feelings which are so ingrained in the individual psyche and consciousness that it's not going to help. Nothing will help. Save the friendship by avoiding confrontational discussion items and topics. Save your friendship. You can relate to them as an individual without bringing politics or religion into it. These are the great divisive, dualistic subjects, topics that create conflict and that we can avoid if we are tactful and diplomatic. So love the person enough to respect their views and don't talk about your views if you know that it's going to create a divisive situation that could result in inharmony and in peril. I think we've all learned this lesson at one point. We got so gung-ho about something and wanted to tell the whole world. Well, what happened? We let our mouths run on, and then we became smitten by the backlash that was ours to deal with because we weren't tactful and diplomatic. So how do we maintain our calmness? Don't even broach the subject. Stay away from it. And if people start talking about stuff to you without your permission, just politely and reverently and judiciously release yourself from that discussion. You can diplomatically say, you know, I really have to go, or, you know, this is making me feel uneasy. Can we talk about something else? I'm really not into discussing my personal views in this way, and I hope that you can respect that, because I love you regardless of your views, or, you know, in spite of your views or because of your views. I love you as God in you, and I will always respect that and revere that you have the right to believe what you believe in, yet I'm a sovereign individual. I have my opinions, and let's keep this out of it so that we can talk about something that's constructive rather than divisive. Can Mother Mary help us to know the truth behind what the media tells us? What is the best source out there for finding out the truth regarding the current world scene? Well, there's no one media outlet that has everything. The all-seeing eye of God is the greatest exponent of truth, both to expose it and to broadcast it. So go to the all-seeing eye of God, pray and meditate with Cyclopea. There are certain media that I look at, but I also look at both left and right, because I'd like to know what some are saying. I read between the lines. I see the bias of both sides, and I desire to know the truth, and so I ask the masters to show me the Akashic records. If people saw the Akashic records of all these people running for office, they would be so appalled that they, you know, I'm not saying everyone, but some of them, they'd be so appalled that there's no way they would vote for them. So it's as part of our 501c3, we can't talk about individual or candidates and promote them. So I'm going to stay away from that. However, the way the truth and the life can be known, if you pray, ask to be shown the truth, the Holy Spirit will show you much. Cyclopean in Virginia can show you. Jesus will show you. Your personal sponsoring masters will reveal things. And if you have to spend time looking at the media, look at some of the alternative media. And look at more than one source, because you're not going to find it all in one source. Everybody, to some extent, is a little biased based on their predilections, their upbringing, their understanding. I listen to media that's as objective as possible. There is so much media that is not objective. They are completely 100% biased. So ask to be brought to the media that's more unbiased by, you know, asking others. We as an organization are not going to tell you where to get your news. It's just not part of our mission. not part of the dynamic of what we do. We do prayer. We do prayer. We do fasting. We do meditation. We do world action decrees. We come together. We have our events. I actually would prefer that people not ask questions about politics because it's not going to go anywhere with me. I may share in private with some people here and there my own understanding of certain situations. In fact, I did that last night with someone who's very politically connected in Bozeman, who happened to be in Livingston at the farmer's market, and I revealed to this person what came to me about the past life of the two major candidates, the most immediate past life. If people knew these past lives of these two candidates, it would be a game changer immediately. I'm not going to reveal that because it's not appropriate. However, I can say that if people really knew, they would be shocked. And the media is complicit in this whole thing. So these are the questions. There is one more question that Donna sent me later, and let's see if I can find that. And then we'll see if there's any time left for anything that's live. The other question was, a listener wants to ask Mother Mary if there is any significance to the angelic figure on the Olympic gold medals regarding the harmony required in the world. Well, the Olympics originally, as we know, was an opportunity to have people from all nations come together for sport. That's not political. It was just people competing. And originally, they were really competing with themselves. It wasn't so much competing against others. It was races where you just compete to try to improve yourself. Now it's become very political in some respects and problematic. So please consider when you are observing the Olympics, sending light to all the nations that these athletes represent for peace, for harmony, for the end of dualistic thinking and action, and for the unity field of beingness to pervade all. I think it's wonderful that people excel and they excel within themselves and improve themselves. Sport, unfortunately, now has come to the point where it's so invested in, instead of cooperation and collaboration, it's competition. And the competition can be very traumatic for the losers. If there was a way of honoring everyone for their effort and for their improvement, that would be awesome. Yet, you know, I'm not saying that we shouldn't have competition. I think it's good to learn teamwork. It's good to have skill sets developed, you know, and teamwork is something that's very important to the Ascended Masters because they work in teams. They have councils. So I don't have a gold medal or a silver or a bronze medal, so I don't know what that image looked like. Sorry, but it symbolizes what it symbolizes. Every Olympics may be a little different, and Brazil may have helped choose the image on there. If it does relate to harmony, praise God. I think it's wonderful. So that's what I had to offer tonight. We have, I guess, 5 minutes before 8 when I know you have some prayers. I'm not able to hear anything that's going on, so Boyd, because I'm just talking, and Boyd is broadcasting me through the system that we have. So, Boyd, if there's anything that Donna or someone else would like to say, fine. Otherwise, I think that I will give it back to her, and you can take me off the broadcast. And you can just type in the chat, Boyd, if there's something that they would like me to address before I go. I'd like to thank Mother Mary for the teaching on harmony and for the answers to these questions. Some of you may know that Mother Mary was, in many New Age circles, she was considered to have been born in the cycle of Virgo, which is the Virgin, which makes sense. You know, Virgo, the Virgin. She was a virgin when she went to the temple and served in the temple. So Boyd says, no, nothing more from Donna or people on the call. So God bless you. Thank you so much. Thanks all who helped with this broadcast, Boyd, Donna, and Barbara, and any others. I love you all and look forward to the next time later in the year when I'll be able to come back and share more from one of the Ascended Masters. So I'm going to sign off now. Good night.
Barbara, if you're there, you may close.
Thank you very much. Thank you, David, for your input and your availability. We really appreciate you being on our class tonight. Thank you, Blessed Mother Mary, for overshining David and for teaching us lessons about harmony and about our role in the Battle of Armageddon and how to live a more spiritual life. Help us to embrace our own reality and our own dharma and karma and keep working for the light. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen.
Thank you, Barbara. So all of you who are on the phone, or if you were online and you can we're also on the phone, feel free to hit *6 so that you can be heard. I would like you to join Rebecca, and I know some of you, Vicki and Lee, just speak up, hit *6 and share any prayer requests that you have, and we will be praying together tonight. So let's start with, let's see, Lenore, are you there? If you're there, hit *6, and we'll let Lenore share. We'll let Lenore share some announcements. Somebody speak up, hit *6, because I can't hear anyone. Barbara came through.
Donna?
Yeah.
This is Lee. I would just like prayers for me that my health is just perfect in everything and that I'm guided in all the things that I should do and should interact with, and the people that I interact with, that I can be truly a blessing to them and be a shining light and lift them up.
Okay, that sounds good. Do you have any particular health concerns, Lee?
Oh, well, like everything I told you, you know, and the doctor, he tells me I've got high blood pressure, I've got a bladder infection, I've got I don't know what that was. but anyway, that's one of the things, and I don't go into agreement with him because I totally believe in doing everything all natural. And so that's why that I just pray for my guidance in all that I do.
All right. I know you do take vitamins and things, and you try very hard to stay healthy from what you've shared in the past. So I've got you down here, and also for your husband, how is he doing?
He's doing really, really good. Everything's going along good with him, and he's thin as a rail, but he eats really, really good. And I'll bet he's doing good. our daughter Terry that had the hip replacement. She's still going to physical therapy because they're still having to get the body for the gait of using the hip is working correctly. So they're still working with that. So if you would pray for her, that would be appreciated.
Okay, great. We will
thank
pray.
Thank you.
Yes, thanks, Lee. Does anybody else have a prayer request that's on the line? Just hit star six, and we will take it.
Hi, this is Catherine in Lincoln.
Hi, Catherine
Hi.
In Lincoln.
Yeah, I just wanted you to know that I appreciate your prayers from the last time with my father. He did very well with his surgery.
How is it? Well, tell me what's happened. Give us a little review.
Oh, he had gone for a very specialized aneurysm repair.
Oh, wow.
Abdominal aorta.
Uh-huh.
And he's making a good recovery.
Great. Oh,
so,
I'm so Catherine.
He's doing much better than, recovering much more quickly than I had anticipated.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate your attention to that. And but what I was, what has really been on my heart a lot lately is this issue of psychotronics
mm-hmm.
and remote neural torture, which affects, unfortunately, a rare selection of people. But when it does, it's very devastating. And I know one gentleman in particular that I met online. He's very intelligent, but he's had a lot of sensory neural attacks coming remotely. And his description of it is clear to me that he's in possession of his faculties, you know, but he has had some cognitive as well as strained physical manifestations from the remote neural. I don't understand the technology with this all.
Yeah.
I just know that it can be done. I don't know if it's satellite. I don't know if it's neighbors, you know.
We will pray for the different people that are going through this. I've become more and more aware of it also. You know this man's name? We can put his name down.
Yeah, it's Stephen Bush or Bush, B-U-S-C-H. And, I was very convinced about his, you know, his case, and I forwarded a referral onto him, you know, from somebody that's in the know about it. But he needs strong spiritual backup.
Okay, I've got him down, Stephen Bush. Thanks, Catherine.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, and thank you for letting us know about your father's recovery. That's great. I know
it is great. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. I know that any kind of aneurysm surgery is very, very serious. So thank you.
Yes.
Are there any other prayer requests tonight?
Oh, hi. Hi. Hello. This is Anna from Marietta.
Hello, Anna.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing now?
I'm much better. Thanks for your prayers and everything else.
Thank
you very much, but some of the medicine that the doctor put me on has been kind of messing up my mind, and I'm not happy about that. It doesn't make me feel like I am in control like the way I used to be.
I see. Now, what did you think it was? What did you say you thought was messing with your mind?
The medicine, the prescription medications.
Prescription medication.
Yeah.
What is it for? What kind of medication is it?
Heart, you know, Diclofen and Metoprolol and Lasix and also they put me on insulin, and it's four different things that I never took medications in my life.
I
and this is really making me very unhappy.
Well, we will pray for you to get that medication thing straightened out. Be sure you write, you keep good records each day what happens, and carry it with you to the doctor.
Oh, thank you for telling me that. Okay.
Yes, we'll do that. And we will be... Thanks, Anna.
Thanks very much for all your prayers, and God bless you guys. You're more than wonderful. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for your blessings.
You're very welcome. And as soon as I get, as we finish getting these prayer requests, I'm going to ask Lenore. Lenore, are you there? Lenore? Lenore?
Donna? Donna,
yes.
Hi.
Good. Listen,
yes,
why don't we begin with these prayer requests instead of waiting, because there may be some people that need to go. Maybe you could just give the announcements or share a little bit.
Okay.
With.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, Lenore's going to do that.
Okay, the main thing coming up next with the Heart Center is in September, and it's in Minneapolis from the 16th to the 18th. It's going to
porch light.
It's going to be with Hilarion and Lady Francesca. The title of it is How to Heal Body, Soul, Heart, and Mind, with Hilarion and Francesca, Overshine the Twin Cities with Healing Love. So that will be a weekend event there. And then the very exciting Argentina Pilgrimage and Congress is coming up in October. You'll be hearing more about that probably next month, but at least want to make you aware of it. And that is October 7th through the 13th in Buenos Aires. And then in Uruguay is where the International Congress is going to be. It's the first time that the Heart Center has had an international get together. So they're praying that people from all over the world can actually come and take part in this and talk about the global expansion of the Heart Center. The title of this is Saint Germain Comes with Great Cosmic Beings to Anchor the Light of Freedom in South America.
Great.
Wonderful.
Okay. And that's those are the main things, Donna. So
wonderful. Now tell me again the dates for the Twin Cities thing.
September 16th through the 18th in Minneapolis.
And now we will probably be able to hear it online. So everybody
yes.
watch that online. It'll be on the banner that's constantly moving across the top of the home page when you get on heartcenter.org. And it'll tell you, it'll give you some details, and you can click on that banner, and it'll take you right to more details about it if you're interested in hearing it online or by phone, in fact. There's different ways you can hear these conferences that we have. Thank you, Lenore. Okay, let's
you're
go.
Welcome.
The request. Barbara, I know you're there because I could hear you in the background. So if you would like to share with us how Philip is doing, because we are aware that he has been having muscle spasms.
Yes. Well, we spent most of the day Monday and most of the day yesterday at the VA hospital, and he's been having different tests and stuff. They're telling him that his problem is most likely circulatory in nature and most likely relates to some kind of constriction in the spine because of his degenerative discs.
Okay.
We got him signed up last night for water aerobics at and paid for a membership at a pool in Plano where he can go and just walk in the pool. And it, several people we've talked to have said that was the one thing that helped them the most when they had back problems was just water therapy. So
great.
We're going to start doing that next week, so that's a good thing.
Wonderful. I'm so glad that we'll get him going on that. That should help a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. Are there any other prayer requests? Okay.
Yes, I have one.
Okay.
Hi, Donna. This is Cindy here. And
Cindy.
I would just like to pray for my husband.
Okay.
he's, you know, going through depression, and also, you know, not only for him but for all people that are praying for, that are going through depression, you know, that, so just that we, you know, learn that, you know, we have to go within and find our source, and then we won't be depressed. So I just so I just like to have you pray for him. His name is John Hackenberg.
Okay, I've got John down here.
Thank
so
you.
So we will pray for him tonight.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other prayer requests tonight?
Donna?
Yes.
This is Lenore again.
Uh-huh.
My sister-in-law, Dave's sister, has ovarian cancer.
Ooh.
And, yeah, so she has had chemotherapy, and then she had surgery, and they removed everything that they could see that was cancerous. And then she is having more follow-up chemotherapy. And she's 73 years old, and she's pretty much resigned to the fact that this is not a good kind of cancer to have. And she's probably, you know, in her time maybe limited. And she is, they prescribed anxiety medication for her because she's realizing that she's pretty anxious about this, actually.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Yeah. So her name is Karen Peterson.
Karen Peterson.
Mm-hmm. So I think she has a good support group at the church that she goes to. And yet, I think it would be great if we could pray for her, too. I would appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, we certainly will put her down here. I've got her down. Good. Okay, I have...
Donna,
yes.
This is Barbara. I have one other prayer request. My daughter Angela's best friend, Becky Williams, is undergoing chemo for breast cancer.
Her name is Becky Williams?
Becky Williams, right.
Okay.
She's 40 years old.
Wow.
She has four kids.
Oh, dear.
Yep.
Okay. We've got Becky Williams down here. All right, let's see. Who do we have to pray? Lenore, if you're still there, if you can pray with us. I'm going to give you one to something here. And let's see. Donna, are you there?
Yeah,
Donna?
Can you hear me?
Yes, great. Okay. So we've got Lenore and Donna. And Cindy, are you there? Okay. So we've got Lenore and Donna and Barbara and me. It looks like that's four of us. If there's any more people that would like to volunteer to pray with us, speak up. And we will give you something to pray for. Okay. Then I'll divide these up.
Did you get me, Donna? Did you say Cindy?
Hey, good. Cindy, that's five of us then. All right.
Okay.
10 things here, actually, so that'll be perfect. I'll give each person two things.
Okay.
I can be the one that's pertaining to me, the gentleman.
Oh, is that Catherine?
Yes.
Okay. Did you want to pray with us, Catherine, or would you like us to pray that prayer for you?
I can do it. I just wish I had that.
Okay.
I came to Michael 10, point whatever it was.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you what. You, I've got your name down here, and I will, let's see. I'm pretty sure I have your email address. Is it okay if I email that 10.023 Michael's call, the call to Archangel Michael, to you?
Good idea.
Okay. I will email that to you then. If I don't find your email address, I'll just I think I can get to you on Facebook. Okay. Then what we will do is I'm going to ask Lenore to take the first two, which are Lee Lippert. She's just praying for, she would like prayer for her health and guidance and staying in good health, and for praise for her husband who's doing well. And maybe you could also take Terry, her daughter, who's getting physical therapy for her hip replacement. And then, Catherine, I'll give you...
Donna?
Yes.
I do have the basics about this because you just gave it to me, but I missed those two when I was making the transition from the broadcast to the phone. So
oh, okay.
I really didn't hear them.
All right. Lee Lippert is, she comes to our class quite often, and she is taking medication. She's got a number of challenges physically. She's trying very hard to stay in good health and not have to take so much, so many prescriptions to stay on, to have inner guidance.
Donna, I'm not taking the medication. I'm doing all natural herbs and vitamins and minerals. And the doctor had wanted me to take medicines, but I'm not.
Okay. All right. Well, we just pray for Lee's guidance from the Lord on what to do with her health. We just pray for that. And then the other thing is thank God for Ted, her husband, and pray for his continued health improvement and well-being. And then also the other thing that Lee requested was prayer for her daughter, Terry, who's receiving physical therapy for her recent hip replacement and for her complete healing of her hip. And then, Catherine, we'll let you pray for Stephen Bush.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll pray Barbara, you pray for Catherine's, praise God for Catherine's father's good recovery.
Okay.
And Donna Dregan, if you will pray for Anna, pray for her to be able to get her prescription medication corrected, to write things down and be able to communicate correctly with the doctor and get that corrected.
Okay.
And if you will also take Philip, who has had muscle spasms, spinal problems, and his circulatory problems, and the constriction that's causing some of this. So pray for his well-being and health and for him to determine and do what he knows God wants him to do for it.
Okay.
So you have Anna and Philip. And Cindy, if you will take Lenore's sister-in-law, who's Karen Peterson, and if you will take her sister-in-law had ovarian cancer and had surgery and is on chemotherapy. She's 73 years old. She's anxious because of this whole situation. So just pray for Karen Peterson, Lenore's sister-in-law, to recover from ovarian cancer treatment, surgery, and chemo. And also, if you would take Angela, this is Angela, is Barbara's daughter, Angela's friend, Becky Williams, who's receiving chemotherapy for breast cancer right now. She's probably had her breast removed then, I suppose.
Yes.
Okay. And then, Barbara, you want to take Cindy's husband, John?
Sure.
Okay. So we'll start in that same order that I gave them to you. Start with Lenore.
In the name I am that I am, I call to beloved Mother Mary, beloved Archangel Raphael, beloved healing angels, beloved angels of light, and all the seven rainbow rays and the five crystal rays to blaze forth in a gentle way healing light and the light of health and wholeness to Lee Lippert to help her to stay in the good health that she is experiencing, give her the guidance so that she will know exactly what herbs to use, what to do, where to turn, so that she can keep this going and be in attunement with you and your subtle and sometimes not so subtle advice to her, that she may keep a listening ear and she may receive your light and finish out the rest of her life in good and glowing health. And we thank you, God, for Ted's progress and the benefits that he has received from you and from the light and from all beings who have been working with him. And we pray tonight for his continued health and well-being. Amen. And we also call for beloved Terry for her complete healing of her hip and that the physical therapy that she is going through is going to be effective, gentle, and easily accepted by her body elemental, and that she will be in just wonderful shape after this is completed, and this will all happen expediently. Amen. Thank you.
Catherine, if you're there, go ahead and pray for Stephen Bush.
In the name I am that I am, beloved Father, Mother, God, Archangel Michael and your heavenly host, I command you, and I command you to send your legions to protect all victims of psychotronic activity, all invisible remote neural attacks upon any individuals who are currently suffering from projections of these demonic elements. I ask that you send legions and legions of angels to protect Stephen Bruce against the current manifestations of these demonic entities that he is currently wrestling with. And I thank you for your presence and your protection at all times. And that which I pray for Stephen Bruce, I pray for all victims of remote neural psychotronic activities. Amen.
Thank you.
In the name I am that I am, we call to Mother Mary, Raphael, Hilarion, Lady Francesca. We call to the communication angels to please help Anna with her medication, help the doctor be more specific and make it easier for her to understand what's going on. The communication angels, please work with the doctors. Please help her in all ways that she may find that she's taking the exact correct things that's messing with her mind, that is fixing the problem that has been causing a problem with her mind. Please help her in all ways. We ask this in the name I am that I am. We call to Raphael and Mother Mary, Hilarion, Lady Francesca, Neptune, and Laura to please help Philip Gabbert with his muscle spasms and his test with the circulatory system and the constriction in his spine. We hope that the water aerobics will help greatly, and the exercise in the water. Please work with him quickly that everything may be completed, and the answers will come quickly, and the constriction will dissolve. We ask this in the name I am that I am. Amen.
Cindy, go ahead.
Cindy, okay.
Or Barbara.
Okay, this is Barbara. I'll go ahead now.
Okay.
Oh, beloved ray of light. Beloved Jovial. Beloved Kuan Yin, Goddess of Mercy, please radiate your loving energy into the lives of all those who are depressed, and especially into the life of John Hackenberg, Cindy's husband. Relieve his concerns, help him find peace and harmony and satisfaction within himself as he does some soul searching. And buoy him up, give him a positive outlook, and help him find happiness and pleasure and satisfaction in little things that will increase his enjoyment of life, and give him hope for the future and for things being better. Help him believe that things will be better, and encourage him to stand, face, and conquer his own psychological issues and inner tests that are causing his depression. Help him move past these blockages and into a more complete mastery of his own life. We ask the same blessing for all those who are experiencing depression. Help them turn that the anger that they feel towards themselves into love, into acceptance, into realization that God loves them very dearly and that they have a unique mission on this earth, and encourage them and reinvigorate them to fulfill their own dharma. I also want to give praise to God for all the angels that have helped Catherine Shade's father and to continue his speedy recovery. Beloved Lady Master Mehta and all your healing angels, continue to radiate your emerald green healing energy into his life and to completely heal him at every level from his recent surgery. We thank you, thank you, thank you, God, for this great victory in his life. I also would like to pray for the healing and protection of Sue Laney and to bless her most abundantly. Please encourage her to get in contact with Donna or me and help us to reconnect with this lady. Thank you, dear God. Amen.
Amen.
Hi, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay. In the name I am that I am, and Holy Christ, Buddha Self, and all of us, I call for the healing angels, the comforting angels, the mercy angels of Kuan Yin, and the love angels from the ruby ray to enfold beloved Karen Peterson, to help her understand and combat this situation that she's in with the ovarian cancer and the chemo. And may she rest in inner peace and with inner guidance at her helm to bring about a more acceptance of what she's having to deal with at the age of 73, that the healing ages come forth now and resurrect this cancer, dissolve and transmute it in the ovarian. And her, may she be well and healthy once again, and then whatever is in the God's will, but mainly have her have the mercy angels come and with ray forth that mercy ray, and the comfort angels come to bring comfort to her soul and to her mind and to her whole being. We thank you, beloved angels of the angelic realm. Thank you for all, for hearing our answers, our prayers this night and answering them. Thank you. I'd also like to pray for beloved Becky Williams, who is dealing with breast cancer at age 40. May the beloved Hilarion and his legions come forth now, and may the healing angels come forth. And beloved Mary, please place your magnificent hands upon this child of God, Becky, and on her chest area and ray forth that beautiful healing emerald light into her. Radiate forth, transmute any cell that is not supposed to be there. Transmute any darkness. Dissolve and consume all darkness and bring about a wellness and to this beloved daughter of God, Becky Williams. We see it happening now with her surrounded with the angels of light and Mother Mary and Raphael. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for hearing our calls. Amen.
Father and Mother God, of all who have been all the prayer requests tonight, beloved Mother Mary, I especially call right now for Marlene Prescott, who's called with a request to pray for her relationships at work, especially a particular person that seems to present things in a way that are not true. And we just pray for Marlene to be patient, to be kind, to love this person's soul that is giving her difficulties, help her to grow from this experience and become all that she came here to be in this lifetime as a result of any kinds of challenges with harmony. We thank you for the lessons we had tonight on harmony. Pray that for each of us we will apply the particular thoughts that we require at this time regarding the harmony in our own lives with our children, our spouses, our friends, our co-workers, and all that we work and play with on this planet. We pray this for all people, all families, wherever they are, all children and adults and people who are suffering from watching some of the horrendous things seem to happen around them. We do pray for relief in this time of Armageddon, for soul relief and peace to come to these people when they sleep at night. May they be taken to the higher realms, the retreats, wherever they can be comforted and given guidance as they go to bed. Especially we pray this for the children. And we do pray for this next root race coming in, that they will be protected and be able to lead the people of this planet into great and higher things as we all become more and more crystalline during this challenging time and as a result of it, and as a result of finishing up our Armageddon responsibilities and going gloriously into the crystal golden age. We give you all the honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, everybody. Our next class is September 29th. And if you have any particular requests for this class, particular masters that you think would be very appropriate for this particular time and the challenges we are going through that we haven't used yet or that we could reach out to other people by using, please let me know.
Donna?
Yes.
September 29th is Michaelmas, so it'd be appropriate to do something with Archangel Michael, perhaps.
Yes, that's right. Okay, good. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Thanks, Lenore.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Okay.
Good night, everyone. Thank you, Donna.
Thank you, all of you.
Thank you,
good
everyone.
Night. Good night, and thank you.
God bless.
Thank
uh-huh.
you. Good night.
Bye.
what's holding